Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with a company update from Pukara Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol TORO, and in the US on the OTC markets under the symbol PCRAF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Steve Zucker. Now, Steve, following up on a news release that came out March 18th from the company, it provides a corporate update and highlights of the 2021 work program. The focus this year is going to be at the Pacasca project in Peru. This is a bit of a shift from the work that was done last year, but let's talk about the Pacasca project here. When it comes to some of the work that has already taken place on this project and the move towards drilling, give us a little understanding of the work that still needs to be done as you guys move through the permitting process here, please.
Hey, good morning, Corey. Pacasca is another high sulfidation gold project, big target, multi-million ounce type of deposit. We've been working on this for several years, and we're in the permitting process finally. It was held up due to COVID, but we've been doing surface work, mapping, rock sampling, soil samples, and geophysics. And we've spent about $1 million, and we're in the final phases of our drill permit. Expect to have that mid-year, and hopefully the drill rig will be turning by the end of the year.
What insights can you give us on the overall project? I understand this will be, at least in your guys' target area, the first drilling when you do get those permits in this area, but give us a general idea of what you're hoping to find, what you think the overall target is here.
Yeah, you know, our surface work to date has shown where we can collect rock samples of 3 grams, 5 grams, multiple gram samples of gold. The area is covered, about 60% covered in the area. So our soil sampling, widely spaced, has indicated some areas where we need to follow up where there's no cover and or outcropping rocks. So with that detailed work that's going to be coming out this summer, will help refine some of our drilling that we're planning later in the year. Our drill permit has 40 platforms in it, and that just gives us the flexibility to be able to move around. So we're not going to be able to drill all 40 of those in a first phase program, but we'll be much more selective. We're looking for open pittable gold deposits here. And these kinds of grades that we're seeing on the surface are quite exciting and mineable. So that gives you a real rough view of what we're looking for. But we've also seen some copper mineralization deeper on the property. And some of our geophysical work has indicated that adjacent to our gold system, there may be some copper mineralization that we're now starting to take a look at.
Okay. Now, in terms of the historic work that you guys have done to isolate this, what sounds like fairly large area, what has all the surface work that has been done here? Can you give us an update on that, please?
Yeah, we've collected about 1,300 rock samples over the property, and these are spread out. Again, it's a very large property, 7 kilometers by 8 kilometers, or 5 miles by 6 miles, roughly. So we've done rock sampling, mapping at various scales as we do our geologic mapping of the alteration. We've done a soil survey at about 300-foot centers, you know, 100 yards between samples. Again, 1,000 samples plus. Plus, we've done geophysics, ground geophysics on it, IP and mag over the property to start to focus this in. And we've spent about $1 million over the last 4 to 5 years, plus increased our land holdings as we've found more anomalies on the edge, interesting rocks that say, huh, it keeps continuing. We better stake some more ground before the competition gets wind of this. So that's the kind of work we've been doing and the amount of work. And we're always trying to do work that will give us decision points to go forward or leave this part of the area and go in this direction. Always vectoring toward the best targets on the property.
Can you give us an update, too, on some of the other action that's going on in that general area around this Pekoska project?
Yeah, this is a belt of volcanic rocks that are host and permissive for large gold deposits and copper deposits. And adjacent to us, or butting up to us, is Buenaventura, a Peruvian miner, BHP, an international mining company, as well as IM Gold, a Canadian mining company, that are right against our properties. We have the biggest land position there, but also other international companies like Newmont, Barrick, and Fresnillo are on the trend with us as well.
So when it comes to moving through this permitting process, are you expecting to get these permits and have a drill on site by the end of the year?
Yeah, the process is going on as we speak. We expect to have permissions in mid-year, June-ish, June, July, which then gives us license to start some of that groundwork and conversations more with the locals for advisement. And if all that works out and we get in going before the rainy season, maybe we'll be drilling this fall.
So when it comes to cash in the bank to continue to move the surface work forward and get into a drill program, where does the company stand?
Yeah, right now we've got about $5 million Canadian in the bank. And this kind of surface work and permitting is on the order of $1 million, say, as we're doing exploration work on the surface for the rest of the year. And if the drill starts to turn, we'll spend about another $1 million on that. That first program would be about 2,000 meters. So that's what we're estimating. So we have plenty of money to get through this program, get through the end of the year, and well into next year.
Okay. One other quick question here that I have to ask you, Steve, is about the Lourdes project. What are you guys planning for this year at Lourdes, or is that more going to be on the back burner as the company focuses on Pekoska?
Good question. On Lourdes, we're continuing to do some desktop studies currently, putting together some of the three dimensions on the model for what we drilled in the area. And it certainly has pointed to some areas for follow-up. But we're really focusing on Pekoska for the moment. We just want to make sure we utilize the money to get the biggest target discovery as soon as possible. So that's where we're focusing on. And Lourdes, it's still there. There's still quite a bit of interest. But, with a small team to be as effective and efficient as possible, we feel Pekoska has greater potential at this point in time.
All right, for a little bit more information, too, on this Pekoska project, I am going to post a roundtable discussion that the company recorded that focuses on what interests them in this area or on this project and some of the work that they are planning on doing. That video will be embedded below this interview, so everyone feel free to watch that video and send me any questions you have to my email, fleck@kereport.com. Steve, I appreciate the update. We'll follow up as some more news hits the market.
Thank you very much.